Zélie, qu'est-ce qui vous a poussé à réaliser Lesvia et à documenter l'histoire de la communauté lesbienne d'Eressos?
This isn't the first time that I try to document the story, the life, the tradition, our lives, especially on the island of Lesbos where I have been born. But especially talking about the lesbian community, I felt a strong need to document our history because actually we don't exist. You cannot find anything about lesbians or only few things. When I started, it was 2011, and it was a moment that in Eressos, the women that they were coming, they were not anymore feminists. That means that they didn't feel the need to have a community. They were looking at the Eressos as a place where they would have fun and spend some wonderful days next to the sea and under the sun in a Greek island. But they didn't have this feeling of community that we had when we first went in Eressos, because it was a deep need to create a community in the 80s. We didn't have any safe space. We were not free. We were always ashamed about our choice. Many of us, we didn't accept our choice. So that was very important for me, to keep our story alive.
Dites-nous comment vous avez travaillé sur les archives pour restituer 40 ans d'histoire et de souvenirs.
The first thing that I had to do, it was to find the archives, because of course, I had lost contact with most of my friends from the 80s. And at that time, we didn't really care about creating archives. We didn't have the sense of archives. We just wanted to live free and happy on the beach of Eressos. And it was the time of the analogic film, and we didn't have digital cameras that you could or iPhones and phones generally that you could take with you. You had to have a camera, and then you had to have time to photograph or to film the persons that you were together. But we were more interested in really enjoying our life on the beach. But anyway, I had to find all these women that they had photographed and they had filmed our life, and take the permission, and then I had to turn the analogic film and the photos and the first videos that they were on tapes. I had to transform them in digital, and that was quite difficult. It wasn't easy to find them or to transfer them in a digital form. And most of all, it was the most difficult of all. It was to find the persons, to contact the persons, and get as many permissions as I could. And when I couldn't have the permission, I had to blur or work on the film, on the photos, in a way that it wouldn't look bad, but also that I wouldn't expose the persons that they are on the film. And there were so many, all the women that they learned that I was preparing this story about our life. They wanted to offer me their memories, their photos, their archives. That was wonderful, really. I felt being a member of the community again. But then I had to put them in order. You know, it was a really difficult work, but I deeply enjoyed it.
Le village d'Eressos, il a changé au fil des décennies dans son rapport à la communauté lesbienne.
Eressos in 1980, when I first went there, and when the first lesbian started arriving, it was a sleepy traditional Greek village, beautiful, but had nothing to do with tourism. And at that time, they didn't know anything about lesbians. So we arrived there, and in the beginning, they didn't understand that we are lesbians. Then they started asking themselves, where are their men? Why are they alone? Why don't they want to have anything to do with the young boys of the village? And it took them like 3, 4 years to understand that we didn't need any men to enjoy our lives, and that we just wanted to be together, to live together, and to spend our life with on the beach, naked and with our friends. In the years that they came, the village changed a lot. In the beginning, we had a lot of fights. I mean, at the end of the 80s, they started, when they realized that we are homosexual women, they started attacking us. We had fights. But then, in a way, maybe because we were the only clients, the only tourists that they had at that time, using the money as an excuse, we managed to come in a better communication with them. They started seeing us not as lesbians, but as humans, and that was the most important thing that happened in Eresos. And now the situation is much better, because we really created relationships. We have friendship between the locals and the lesbians, that was not the only thing that changed in the village. The lesbians influenced the people in the village. The women started seeing that they could have another life, that they could live differently than they were used to do, with being in the house and taking care of the family and obeying to a husband all their lives. And also, as the women that they were coming in Eresos, they started taking care of the animals, taking care of the environment. Everything changed. So now we don't have stray animals in Eresos, or the stray animals that we have there so well taken care. And also we take care of the environment, and this changed things for the locals too.
Avez-vous rencontré des résistances ou des défis particuliers lors de la réalisation de ce film?
The biggest difficulty that I encountered, it was the amount of footage that I had, because when I started working on the editing, I had like 170 interviews, more or less, and 100 hours of interviews, and a lot of material from landscapes and the life in Eresos, and I really didn't know how to connect all this, how to tell the story. But I had good editors. I had Iva Radivosevic that worked with me since the beginning, and she helped me put my thoughts in a line. And then I decided that I couldn't keep myself outside of the story. I couldn't just narrate the story as if I wasn't there, because I was there. So that's part of my story too. And this helped me to find a way to narrate the story. Many times I had to erase the voiceover, and sometimes when I was listening to the interviews, and I remember in things that happened in Eresos, it was deeply emotional for me. But I managed to finish it, and I'm happy, because doing this film, I was healed too. All the old wounds, they were healed in the process of doing the film. The other difficult thing that I would say is that it's completely based on. I mean, I didn't have any funding. I started doing the film alone, so I had to do the camera, the sound, the interviews, everything alone. But at the end, I had some support, and then I managed to pay the people that they worked with me, and it was good.
Comment avez-vous sélectionné les témoignages, les images qui composent Lesvia?
It was interesting that all the lesbians wanted to be part of this film, and they wanted to share their memories, how they felt when they first came in Eresos, with whom they came, all their love stories, or how Eresos changed their lives. when they came, because it's impossible to come to Eresos and remain the same. Eresos always changes you. But the locals were, it was interesting also how the locals were narrating. They were telling the stories without any fear. Maybe because we had a very close contact. They considered me one of them. They allowed themselves to speak sincerely, to speak from the heart. And that was very interesting. Of course, it brought me some times in a difficult situation, because it was quite hard what I was listening about us. And then when I had to unite all this and tell the story, I needed to be very careful what I was going to choose. Because I didn't want to create an aggressive film. I didn't find any meaning of creating an aggressive film and speak only about the fights and the bad things that that happened, because actually there happened a lot of beautiful things, and this is what I wanted to tell about. For me, it was also very important to present Eresos, because the main character, one of the main characters of the film, is Eresos, the landscape, this volcanic landscape where we found a shelter when we first arrived in Eresos. So it was important to show Eresos in all four seasons, and the beauty of this place, the light of this place. I didn't want just to keep to have only the interviews, because Eresos is what makes us go back. We love Eresos. It influences us and our lives. It could not be out of the film. So this is how I narrated the whole story, using me as the narrator and using Eresos as the main character.
Que signifie pour vous cette reconnaissance par la Fédération?
Being awarded from the French Federation of LGBTQI plus film festivals, it's an amazing gift for me. It's an amazing recognition. You know, when I started narrating the story, I didn't believe that anyone would be interested. I thought that it was going to be something only between the members of the lesbian community of Eresos, and only for us. But seeing, finding all this recognition, this is amazing for me. It gives me courage to continue. And it means that the people really love the film and they listen to our story. And for me, this is important, because we need to be heard and we need to be visible.
Quel est le regard que vous portez aujourd'hui sur l'héritage de Sappho et son influence sur les générations actuelles?
When we speak about Sappho, or we try to understand or to learn about Sappho, we usually make a mistake. We try to see Sappho and understand the time that she left, and we try to explain if she was an homosexual or not, or why did she write all these poems, using the mind of today. But you cannot approach Sappho and this historical period with the mind of today. We have to put it in the concept of the social concept of the time that she lived. And this is very important to understand it. That happened 2,600 years ago on an island in Greece, when the women didn't have any rights, and only Lesbos, they had the right to be educated, maybe in one or two other places, and in the place that we knew as Greece at that period. So I'm not sure exactly what we do know about the legacy of Sappho, because there are only few things that they are historically proved about her. So if we want to be influenced and approach and see Sappho, we need to think about the time that she lived, and the best way to feel closer to Sappho is to read her poems. This is very important. Only with the fragments of her poems that they remain, we might be able to understand Sappho and be influenced by her. And I do hope that the younger generations will be influenced by Sappho, because she was the first person in the world that she spoke about emotions, about feelings. She spoke about the beauty of love and not only about the beauty of weapons.
Et pour terminer, quels sont vos prochains projets après Lesbia?
For the next year, I will be going around the world with Lesbia, because there are a lot of people, of queer people, especially lesbians, that they do want to watch the film, and that they want to talk about what happened in Eresos, how we managed to create this space, and how we managed to coexist with the locals now. And they want to know more about the place and about our community. So the next year I will be going around with Lesbia, and the next project, it is to create an archive about the lesbian history of Eresos. I already started working on this archive, and as I said, I have more than 100 hours of interviews, and I think this is going to take me the next years to come.